Okay, so find a posture that is comfortable while helping you remain alert. For many of us, this involves a certain uprightness in the body. You might appreciate the Zen saying, soft in the front, firm in the back, and the sense of that. A more psychological or mental sense of that, soft in front, firm in back, could be a sense of being really open to and really welcoming of whatever is immediately arising, while abiding in a stability of being that is ongoing. Receiving, releasing in a stability of presence. You could be aware of the sensations of breathing in your body as a whole, or perhaps at a particular place, like around your upper lip. Letting your body settle in, maybe moving a little to come home to your body. Letting sensations and sounds, thoughts and feelings come and go as they do. Staying open, present, aware. If you like, as you breathe, be particularly aware of sensations in your lower abdomen. Of course, always feel free to focus on another part of your body or not your body at all. If you are being aware of sensations related to breathing in your lower abdomen, get a sense of being increasingly grounded, going on living, going on being. Perhaps tapping the floor with your feet or touching your chair. Just really establishing a sense of stability. Alive and grounded. Breathing in your lower abdomen. As you inhale, you might softly think the word here. And as you exhale, softly think the word now, while being aware of breathing in your lower abdomen. Let yourself feel that you really are here now. Can you enjoy the sense of being really here, grounded, stable, alive? Perhaps with a sense of humor, you might softly think, still here. And then see if you can shift awareness to the area of your diaphragm as you breathe. You might even put a hand on that area just beneath your rib cage. And as you breathe into and out of that area, be aware of any unnecessary anxiety, any unnecessary apprehensiveness or uneasiness, guarding or bracing, any fear that's unnecessary. And as you breathe into the diaphragm area, see if you can naturally release any unnecessary anxiety and replace it again and again with whatever for you is an authentic sense of calm or calm strength or peacefulness or simply feeling basically all right right now. Could try a deep breath or two into the diaphragm. And then as you exhale, really letting go of any subtleties of fear that you don't need now. Can you enjoy feeling as safe as you reasonably can in the present? The past is gone. The future is not here. Now, in the present, can you feel as safe as you reasonably can? Can you feel at peace in the present? And then be aware of breathing in the area of your heart, perhaps with a hand on your heart for a few moments. And as you breathe in the area of your heart, you can open to various heartfelt feelings, such as friendliness, liking, appreciating, kindness, compassion, cherishing, love, whatever is there for you, perhaps with no label at all. Breathing in through and out through the area of the heart, and letting yourself open wider and wider with your caringness rippling outward in all directions. Keeping it simple, you could be aware of one or more beings that you're particularly fond of. Perhaps one or more beings who particularly care about you. And just staying with the feeling of this, not any kind of complicated history or story. So I'll be quiet for a while. And if you like, you could stay in touch with caring about and being cared about one or more beings. There could also be other experiences present, such as pain. In different parts of your body, maybe head or abdomen. And you can allow that to be present while returning attention to heartfelt feeling, which in the brain has the benefit of helping with pain control, the sense of caring and being cared about as best you can. Be a loving spaciousness in which pain and other experiences are occurring. And in our last couple minutes, being aware of whatever is beneficial for you here and really opening to it and helping it sink in. Helping yourself sink in to whatever is beneficial here. Thank you.